Welcome, and thanks for listening to the USGS CoreCast. I'm Clarice Nassif-Ransom. Casa Toche volcano in the Aleutian Islands of Alaska erupted explosively on August 7th, sending an ash plume 45,000 feet into the air and causing two U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service employees to be evacuated from the island. Casa Toche marks the third Aleutian Island volcano to erupt explosively in 3 weeks. Akmak volcano erupted unexpectedly July 12th, and nearly 100 miles away, Cleveland volcano erupted July 21st. Scientists are working around the clock to let the public know what is going on. I'm here today with Marianne Gafonti, a volcano expert with the U.S. Geological Survey, to discuss the situation. Thanks for joining us, Marianne. Tell us what's happening at Casa Toche.
Casa Toche is still erupting from the beginning of its eruption on August 7th. Ash is going to about 30 to 45,000 feet in bursts and then drifting for long distances in the atmosphere. We also just learned that the two Fish and Wildlife Service biologists that were on the island were safely rescued just about an hour before the eruption began.
Wow, it's amazing.
Yes, it was a very close call. We're very, very thankful that they were rescued by a commercial fishing boat.
Casa Toche is the third volcano to erupt in 3 weeks in Alaska. What's going on?
Well, the number of three eruptions isn't so unusual. Typically, in Alaska, there may be two to three eruptions per year. But the close spacing within 3 weeks has certainly increased the workload of the Alaska Volcano Observatory and the Coast Guard and all the others who are involved in responding to this kind of emergency.
What is USGS doing to respond? Explain that a little bit to us.
The USGS operates five volcano observatories within the United States, and one of those is the Alaska Volcano Observatory. So they are doing their best to collect all of the data on this volcano as they can and watch the eruption. They're hampered by the fact that there are no instruments right on the island.
How important is instrumentation?
It's very important. Satellite imagery is useful for seeing a big picture of what's going into the atmosphere, but it can't really see what's happening before the volcano erupts, and it's hampered by nighttime and clouds and things like that. So we really need geophysical instruments like seismometers and deformation sensors on the island to see that early phase of unrest that's leading up to the eruption, so we can give everybody a much longer warning period.
How is USGS science being used by the public and by emergency responders in all of these instances?
Whenever we have information about a volcano that's either showing signs of unrest or erupting, we issue formal advisories, watches, warnings, and color-coded notices for aviation to alert people to the seriousness, how serious we think the conditions are at the volcano. People then use that information and adjust their behavior accordingly. In this case, when we went from normal to advisory or to yellow, it was a signal that those biologists were in danger and needed to be removed from the island.
Is there anything that you would like to add that I may have forgotten to ask?
Well, Casa Toche is yet another example of a very important lesson that we're learning in volcanology, and that is that we don't necessarily have much time from when a volcano first shows signs of unrest to when it can erupt very explosively. At Mount St. Helens in 1980, we had 2 months from the start of unrest to the big eruption, but we're learning around the world, and again here in Alaska, that's not always the case. So we really need to be ahead of the curve on these events to give people the greatest warning.
Great. Thank you for joining us, Marianne.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
You can find out more information about the USGS Volcano Hazards Program at volcanoes.usgs.gov. CoreCast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior. Until next time, I'm Clarice Nassif-Ransom.